Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Heather Shaw is Kidding. It's me, Heather Shaw. Happy Wednesday. How you doing out there? What's going on out there? All right, let's talk about it. We're going to get into what's going on over in L.A. You know, the first half of this episode is going to be pretty heavy with political current events. So if you're looking for me to shit on Justin Bieber, go somewhere else, bitch. This is not the place for that. Poor Bieber, huh? We'll get to him in the second half of this podcast. But boy, oh boy, lots going on. Now, I am recording on a Tuesday, just so you know. So this is, who knows what has happened since you're listening to this. Things could change, but here's what I know from the past, okay? Before we get into that, don't forget to rate and review this podcast. Join the Patreon. You know, join the Patreon for an extra episode. Last episode, I talked about a lot about Justin Bieber. Kind of went into a serious, my serious take on Justin Bieber as a sober person. I've never used a program to get sober. I just got sober. I just stopped doing it. But I do have a lot of insight as someone who's seen every episode of Intervention from front to back and back to front again. I basically am an interventionist at this point. But I talked a lot about that. In a serious tone. You know, I'm not over here trying to roast Justin Bieber. You know, that's not, it's not right. It's not very fun. It's not very funny what's happening with him. We'll get more into him later in this episode. But join the Patreon, patreon.com/HeatherShawComedy. Extra episode of this podcast every single week, bitch. And then upcoming shows tonight, I'm in Royal Oak, Michigan at Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle. Tomorrow night, I'm in Louisville, Kentucky at the Louisville Comedy Club. And then Saturday night, I'm in Nashville, Tennessee for Trump's birthday. Also, I'm performing there. I'm at Cine Winery. Come on out, Nashville. Fuck Broadway. That's the fun bar. That's the block of bars on Broadway where you can go, you know, to Kid Rock's bar in Nashville and, I don't know, roofie a woman's drink. I'm not really sure what you do at Kid Rock's bar. Something nefarious and white trash, I'm sure. All right, that's it up the top. Sorry, my throat is a little raspy. Huh? It's Pride Month. I've been yelling all month. Do you know it's my month? Whenever somebody pisses me off, I just go, it's my month. It's my month. How dare you charge me for that oat milk lavender latte, Ash? Because every barista's name is just Ash or Axel or Cash or Caxel. It's something weird. And I support it. I don't want them to spit in my drink. I don't want them to spit in my drink. You know what I'm saying? I've been yelling though a lot. It's my month. Anyways. Ice baby, ice baby. You know, that's what they should be really blasting from their fucking trucks, their military trucks. Why isn't anybody, if I was an ICE agent, number one, you know, I'd be a real loser. But, you know, I'm surprised that these ICE agents aren't going all over LA just blasting Vanilla Ice. Ice baby. Doom, 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 doom. Ice baby. Doom, 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 doom. Take your kid. We're splitting up families because we're badasses. it's real devastating what's going on all over the country when it comes to ICE breaking up families, all these terrible criminals they're arresting. And by criminals, I mean hard workers who happen to be immigrants. Ugh, don't you hate when people just keep to themselves and go to work and come home and provide for their families and love on their families and build a community and love their neighbors? Oh, it's the worst. Get them out of here. There is no place for that kind of love and community. We are a country built on school shootings, the NRA, and military equipment. Fuck out of here. Ice, baby. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. As they shoot at journalists. I mean, did you see that video of the Australian journalist? She took a flight from Australia to LA. And what did she get out of that trip? A rubber bullet in her butt. Jesus, this is an embarrassing country. I saw a TikTok that had the sign of the United States of America in the airport. And over it was just an audio from NeNe Leakes of Real Housewives of Atlanta going, "Ooh, child, the ghetto. The ghetto." And they're not wrong. ICE is over there in LA destroying communities, picking fights, going to peaceful protesters who are walking and holding up signs. And they're not even bringing a gun to the fight. They're bringing, tear gas. Imagine someone walking by you and you're like, you just shoot him in the face. That's your way of fighting. It's real ugly over there. It's real disgusting. It seems intentional. It seems like they're trying to incite, civil unrest. When you have a bunch of peaceful protesters out there going, "Hey, you suck. Hey, you suck." And then you have a bunch of small-dicked ICE agents, borderline incels, I'm sure, in their tactical gear, thinking they're in a Call of Duty lobby, they're cosplaying Nazis. They're cosplaying the Gestapo. It's icky. It's gross. But it seems like a bit intentional. It seems like they're trying to, Trump's really trying to get everybody riled up, California has asked the court for an emergency order blocking the Trump administration from using National Guard to enforce state laws in the state. Again, look, things can change, from today to tomorrow, which tomorrow is actually, my tomorrow is your today. Hey, look at that. Isn't that beautiful? My tomorrow is your today. When I record this podcast, I'm in the past, baby. I'm in Tuesday. Get me the fuck out of Tuesday. I hate it. Yeah, tactical military vehicles arrive in the LA streets, ripping families apart. Must feel good, huh? I think, Gavin Newsom is just like, what the fuck? Trump said he wants to arrest Gavin Newsom for what? I'm not sure. A reporter did ask Trump, why do you want to, what would you, if you were going to arrest Gavin Newsom, what would the charge be? What would the crime be? And Trump, as evil as he is, that little dictator, as evil as he is very funny. It's infuriating. I wish he wasn't. It's kind of like, back in the day, our evil villain as our, meaning like liberal people's evil villain was Bush. God, doesn't George W. Bush seem like a breeze in the park now? Holy fuck. He was a war criminal, but he was goofy. If that was the most evil we saw, people used to hate George W. Bush, and now it's like, we wish that was our Republican president. He wasn't doing shit. I mean, yeah, sure, he was president during a maybe orchestrated terrorist attack by our own government, maybe. I don't know. I wasn't there. I was in Florida. Sure, he set up for a 20-year war and sent over, many troops to die in a useless war that we lost for more oil for Halliburton. But man, he seems like a breeze in the park, a nice little man compared to Trump. But Trump is funny. They asked Trump, "Hey, what would Gavin Newsom's crime? What would you arrest him for?" And Trump goes, Well, I'd arrest him for running for governor because he's a bad governor. It's kind of funny. I don't like him. I would arrest him for being a little bitch. You know, he doesn't have anything. He just doesn't like the guy. He's more handsome than me. I don't like that. I might suck his dick. It makes me uncomfortable thinking about that, that I might take a Newsome ball or two. It's real gross. It's real sad. It feels helpless. You know, our taxpayer dollars go to the military complex of this country. And we fund the military, and in turn, the military turns on our people. So essentially, we're paying for the military to take out our own communities. And doesn't that feel good? Doesn't it feel nice when you look at your paycheck and you see the taxes and you're like, I know what that's going for. That's going to break up a family who does nothing but love each other. Fun. It's incredible the lack of empathy some people have, especially mothers and fathers. That's incredible to see these white idiots who have not done anything remarkable in their own lifetime getting online and being like, well, they shouldn't have come here. They just shouldn't just simply go home. These unremarkable people who have done nothing in this world have contributed nothing. The only thing they've done is taken up space and polluted the earth with their existence. Real lack of empathy on a lot of people, you know. You can't use reason with these people. You can't go, what if that was your own family? Because they'll just turn around and be like, nope, my family, no, we were born in Kansas. We're fucking good. They don't care. It's real sad. Government. Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom did sue the president and Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, a.k.a. former Fox News anchor and current alcoholic. They were sued over their decision to federalize members of the state's National Guard to aid in federal response to protests happening in and around Los Angeles. I believe, and look, this administration does not give a fuck about law and order or laws at all. So we know that. But I believe if you want to deploy the National Guard, you have to get an okay from the governor. I think. I'm pretty sure. And of course, Gavin Newsom was like, they didn't ask anything. They don't give a fuck. It's real rough. I don't know. Maybe Trump is spiraling out from Elon, from that breakup. During Pride Month of all months, Elon and Trump, those two narcissistic lovers, broke the fuck up. Elon's over here tweeting fucking, I know this is old news now. This happened on fucking the day after my podcast comes out. I'm like, God, this is going to be like 10-year-old news by my next podcast. You know, Elon tweeting out that Trump was in the Epstein files. No shit. What's the next thing you're going to tell us, Elon? Oprah's black and gay? Yeah. You know, I was saying, even if Elon came out, because it is kind of like, we'll get into this next story. This is a good segue to do it. It is, the writing is on the wall that this election, I hate to sound like a fucking Trumper from the 2020 election, I really hate to, but I've always felt a little weird inside about this election, this presidential election. It just didn't make sense, and I don't mean Trump winning. That could have absolutely happened. I just mean that no presidential nominee in the last 30 to 40 years has ever swept all 7 swing states. So that was funky to me that Trump did. And not only that, but he was sweeping states in which they elected Democratic leaders beyond the president. So like, you know, a state would elect a Democratic governor, but still elected Trump for president. That seemed a little odd to me. Now, I live in Kentucky. Kentucky is a red state, but Andy Beshear, our current governor and hopeful presidential nominee of, you know, 2028, he is a Democratic governor here, and the state loves him. So it can't happen, but this doesn't make any sense. But the writing's been kind of on the wall that they've been kind of rubbing our noses in the fact that this election was rigged. I don't mean to sound like a crazy liberal. I didn't, when the election happened, I didn't immediately go, this was rigged. I just, you know, as time goes on, you just go, huh, it's a little fishy. And then you get statements from Trump, speeches saying, Elon, he's magical with those computers. He's magical. He knows what to do with those computers. You know, that's a little fishy. And then you have Elon tweeting out after he breaks up with his lover Trump that, you know, without him, Trump wouldn't have got elected. Now, you could say, sure, he just donated a bunch of money and that got him elected. But I think what he's saying is that, hey, without me, who's gonna set up these computers for you, bud? Who's going to rig this shit? Now, before the election, people were coming out and saying it'd be incredibly hard, almost impossible to rig elections in our current state and with the system. The systems we have set up. I'm not 100% certain it could happen, but I just think if you have Elon Musk's reach and power and money and resources, yeah, it's pretty possible. It's not like that. You know, when there's always like one independent nominee on the election, on the ballot, who's like, who gets like four votes total. It's if that person won, I would think, I don't even know how they did that. Like, you know, they don't have the resources to even rig an election. But like Elon Musk certainly has the resources and knowledge for IT to rig an election. Not 100% certain he did, but it just seems like lately and over the past 6 months of this presidency, there's been certain hints dropped of like, well, fuck you, and we did it. We did it. My point being, even if Elon came out on X and posted, I rigged the election, even if Elon Musk said that, came out point blank and said, I rigged the election, even if he said, and here's how I did it, step by step, I still think the Democrats would do absolutely nothing. I think the Democrats would look at that and go, aw, he got us. Bummer. Oh, we'll get him next time. I don't think the Democrats are so fucking spineless and useless. They would just be like, that's a stinker. Ah, bummer. Gee willikers, Elon. I think the only thing that would happen is Cory Booker would just go out and do like another 14-day, what was that, when he spoke for 14 days straight without pissing his pants? Wait, I don't even know what they're called. I don't even give a fuck. Cory Booker sucks ass. All these politicians are useless. The evil ones are very evil, and the semi-not evil ones are useless. Now, there are news reports coming out that Kamala Harris did, in fact, win the election. This isn't from some teenager's blog. This is from the Economic Times, which is a well-respected source. Kamala Harris. Her election result is back in the spotlight as a fresh lawsuit questions Donald Trump's 2024 victory in New York. A new court case came... A new court case claims that voting machines in Rockland County, New York, didn't count several votes for Kamala Harris, raising big questions about accuracy and election transparency, with the next hearing set for September 22nd because our, you know, judicial system moves so fast. The case could lead to a full hand recount. While Trump's win isn't legally at risk, the lawsuit may shape future voting laws and public trust in election results. So, listen, if you want to believe that Kamala Harris really won this election, great, but nothing major is going to change. I don't think that it would, it's not like they're going to be like, Kamala, get back in office, girl, get in office, move back in, bitch, and drop the Biden off at the hospice center. Just you, girl, slay. Trump, you're fired. No, it wouldn't be like that. I don't think that she's going to be announced president. It's just, for future elections. But it's like, will we even have a future election with this fucking Trump guy? I mean, Jesus, will there even be a country in 4 years at the rate we're going? Jesus fucking Christ. On June 10th, a case brought by Smart Legislation, a legal advocacy group linked to smart elections, was allowed to move forward. The plaintiffs are calling for a full hand recount of ballots from the 2024 election, claiming that votes for Kamala Harris and other candidates were not properly counted by voting machines. So basically a bunch of votes went missing or were not recorded. Sworn affidavits from voters and poll workers suggest the ballots showed votes for president, U.S. Senate, and House of Representatives, but the official results showed zero votes for these in some machines. Funky stuff is happening. I'm on the side of, I think something fishy happened. Just because I'm looking at facts that no presidential nominee in the past 30 to 40 years has won all seven swing states. That's the main thing that kind of made me go, And then to win states like Pennsylvania or whatever, where the other leaders were all elected Democrat. It's a little fishy. Could the hand recount really change Trump's win? No, not at the national level. Even if the court finds that voters for Nat Kamala Harris were undercounted or missing in Rockland County, the 2024 presidential election has already been certified, and Donald Trump is currently serving a second term. Isn't it kind of fun? It's kind of like sports, where like even if the ref gets the call wrong, or they find out that, you know, something wasn't legit, they're just like, well, but we got to stick with it. Like, we're just, it's too late now. It's already been certified. Even though it's a fraud, it's been certified. Okay, Slay. All that could happen is it might uncover errors or inconsistencies, and it may also lead to new legislation around voting machine standards and election transparency. I don't know, man. Should we just go back to bubbling it in? Should we just say fuck the computers? I mean, there's so many fucking good hackers. There's a whole fucking the dark web. Dude, I don't know what's on the dark web, and I don't want to know. But somebody could just hack your whole fucking life right now. It's just digital is a little funky, but then again, you're going to have some old, your grandma who's voting, who's volunteering at the election center, you're going to have her count the ballot and trust her eyesight. I don't know. There's got to be some happy medium here. I don't know. They both seem like they could be rigged real easily. I mean, you have a tech guru, Elon Musk, with his hands all over the election, then coming out and saying, if it wasn't for me, you wouldn't have won. I mean, come on, let's put on our fucking thinking caps. What the fuck does that mean? Interesting. Sad. Yeah, the ICE raids in our LA are crazy because I'm seeing now on Tuesday that they're going to deploy Marines. Marines! The, like, heavy-dutiest of all military outfits. The Marines, who basically enlist so they can murder. I'm not going to sit here and say, God bless you if you're a Marine. Sorry. I just think the military is a cult. It's like cops. I don't really care. You signed up for it. I mean, I know that they entice you with like free college or something, but like, girl, sell your body. Don't sell your body to the government. Sell your body as a sex worker. It's way better. I just can't. I don't give a fuck about the military. I know that you may sound like I'm anti-American. I think you're brainwashed. I think that the military is just, you're going to die for the government. You're a pawn for the government. And they're going to tell you you're a hero, and really you're just another dead body. They don't care about you. You're just a fucking ant. And, you know, I don't know. It's not that I don't respect people in the military, but I'm not just like, oh my God, thank you for your service. It's just, I don't care. I'm glad that they enlist because then there's no draft. But, you know, I have every person I've met that's been in the military is kind of a piece of shit. Not going to lie. Maybe I only know degenerate ex-military members, but they're all kind of pieces of shit. It's like, thank God you went in the military and came back with PTSD. Because if you were a cop, you would have killed a black person by now. Is this too much for you? Sorry. I mean, these are my real thoughts. I'm very about the military. You know, I think they prey on young 18-year-old children. Mostly men, some women. They don't want trans in there anymore. Bummer for trans people, huh? You know, they just kind of prey on children and they're, you know, dangle money in front of their face and then are like, all right, now go kill for us. go murder. And now the Marines who have, trained for Fallujah are now going to go to L.A. and murder in Glendale. I love that. The Marines who have trained to kill overseas are now being sent to California to murder people in Glendale. Very brave. Thank you for your service, I think. Do we stop saying that after the Marines massacre some people in California? Do we stop going up to them and going, thank you for your service? When does it cross the line of being like, well, you kind of were an asshole there? Oh, you're Navy? Okay. All right. Well, thank you for your service. You know. Oh, you're the reserve? Okay, pussy. Thank you for your service. I don't even know what service you did. Work for Habitat for Humanity after a hurricane? Thank you for your service. I know a lot of people military, if you love the military, turn this off. I should have told you before my rant. I'm sorry if you think I'm disrespectful. I don't think it's patriotism. I don't really care about patriotism. This country is a dumpster fire. We do nothing about gun control, which I think is one of the biggest issues in this country. We don't do anything about it. It's just, as Nene Leakes says, woo, child the ghetto. I'm saying it like she does. I know that's probably comes across racist. I'm sorry. That's just how she sounds in the, you know what I'm talking about? The audio from, no? Okay. I sound very racist when I'm just doing Nene Leakes. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to sound like her. Some people think that this whole ICE raid is a distraction from the fact that Kamala won. I think you need to go outside and start applying for jobs. There are also TikTok psychics who won't shut the fuck up. Every few months, these TikTok psychics get real cocky and they get online and go, you know what? June 11th, June 12th. Now the TikTok, I'm just telling you, the TikTok psychics are now saying that Trump is dying in June. Girl, you told us Kamala was winning. You told us, whatever. You've lied to us, bitch. Now you want us to believe that Trump is dying in June? I don't even know. I'm so frustrated by these TikToks because everybody believes it. And it's like, this is a lady that's named Rhonda. She's just filming in her kitchen when she should be doing her customer service rep position job from her office. She's not taking calls for American Express right now because she's hopping on TikTok and pretending she's a psychic. Rhonda, shut the fuck up. You aren't psychic. Okay? You're a really cool lady. I think you're fun. But you're not a fucking psychic. You are just wishful thinking. That's all you're doing. Also, maybe not the smartest to hop on TikTok and be like, the president's going to die. I think that you just... watch out. This administration seems a little spiteful. You know what I mean? But that's a new TikTok psychic prediction. Trump is dying in June. Now, if that happens, I'll come on this podcast and go, egg on my face, you psychics are real. Rhonda, not only are you a customer service rep for American Express, you're also a goddamn psychic. Thank you, Rhonda. But they're really like, you know, can anybody just hop on TikTok and say things that other people want to hear? I guess that's part of being a psychic. I don't believe in psychic mediums. I don't believe that people are talking to people on the other side. I just don't believe in it. I think that people, when they're grieving and when they're sad, they're much more susceptible to being conned by somebody claiming to be a psychic medium. I think that, you know, people like Tyler Henry, they ask open-ended questions that require you to give them information that they can then expand upon. I remember this great clip of Tyler Henry, who's like a celebrity medium. Number one, dude, it'd be so easy to be a celebrity medium. You mean you're going to fucking talk to dead people who know celebrities? All you have to do is fucking Google celebrities and get some information on them? What? That's so fucking easy. Go to their Wikipedia page. I'm sure Tyler Henry's just going to Wikipedia pages of celebrities and looking at like little pieces of information and being like, oh yeah, I'll just talk about this. Tyler Henry, I think that's his name. I could be saying it wrong. Or is it Henry Tyler? Let me see. Tyler Henry. I think that, yeah. Tyler Henry, this little fucking psychic twink. The best clip, if you watch him read. He did a reading with Boy George, and Boy George gave him nothing because he's a skeptic, as you should. If you're going to sit down with a medium and all you're hearing are questions from the medium, they're cold reading you. They're not real. if they're going, I'm sensing a feminine energy that passed. Is there someone that maybe passed as feminine? And you go, well, yeah, my aunt. And then they run with that. They go, oh, right, your aunt. Oh, if you were really talking to somebody from the other side, bitch, why don't you just ask them? Oh, it doesn't work like that. I only get like energy. I don't really know who it is. Girl, then you're not a good psychic. Come back when you know more. But Tyler Henry sat down with Boy George, and Boy George gave him nothing. So he would ask all these open-ended questions. Very obvious, like, yeah, no shit. Like, if I didn't know anything about Boy George, I could ask these questions because I'd assume, like, he knew somebody. Like, Tyler Henry would be like, I'm sensing somebody in your life has died from drugs. Somebody's coming through that's died from drugs. You're asking a fucking musician who's been in the entertainment industry for, like, three, four decades if somebody has had a drug overdose. And Boy George goes, yeah, I've known a lot. I've known a lot of people have died from drugs. Yeah. I'm not going to tell you all of them. I've known a lot. And Tyler Henry's like, okay, well, I can't really do much with that. It's bullshit. I got on this rant. I don't know what I'm talking about. Don't trust psychics, bitch. Especially TikTok ones that get your hopes up. I'm not saying I want Trump to die. I'm just saying there are a lot of people that, you know, that would make their June even gayer. Speaking of gay, Trump is having a gay parade during Pride Month. He's having a gay pride parade. During Pride Month, he's having a fucking parade. That's so fucking funny. Trump's birthday is in June. I didn't know this. His birthday is June 14th. If you have the same birthday, yay. Trump's a Gemini, that cunt. Trump is having a birthday parade. He's getting a bunch of military tanks together. I think it's also like a... I don't know, like, happy birthday to the military. I don't fucking know. I don't really know what this parade's about. Trump's turning 79 years old. Another day closer to meeting God, you know, as we all do every time we turn another age. Do you want to know, dear taxpayer, how much this little birthday party is going to run you? Because this is coming out of taxpayers' pockets. The total cost was already disclosed to have hit $45 million. Which will include repairing roads not designed to take heavy armor because they're bringing out military tanks during his birthday parade. So they're already anticipating having to repair the roads because the roads are not designed for military tanks. Instead of just saying, let's not have tanks drive on the road, they're going, let's just have the American people pay for the cleanup, the beating that these roads are going to take because of these tanks that we absolutely don't need. So yeah, $45 million. And just so you know, lots of people don't have healthcare. Just so you know, a lot of people do not have healthcare, and housing is incredibly hard to find, affordable housing. To buy a home, get out of here. But anyways, Trump's birthday is going to cost $45 million out of taxpayers' wallets. Isn't it fun to be a taxpayer? If we all evade them, what happens then? Huh? Yeah, I guess that's on Saturday. They're also having protests Saturday, in case you care. There's a No Kings protest, meaning, you know, it's a protest against Trump, who, you know, people thinks he's a king, which, I don't know. Not wrong. So if you're interested in that, look it up in the city you're in. See about that. You can join a protest. I will be in Nashville. I will let you know if I see a protest. I don't know. But that's what's going on in the political world. Yishka Mishka. Lots of weird shit going on. Sadness. Insanity. God, we're 6 months in, guys. We're six. 3.5 to go. Well, let's get it on to our sponsor, Lucy Brown. We love them. They're the best. Based in Lexington, Kentucky. It's a small business, queer owned, especially during Pride Month. Get your ass down there. If you're around Lexington, Kentucky, go check out Lucy Brown Coffee Bar. They are amazing. By day, they serve coffee. By night, they serve cocktails. It is a beautiful place. I love their coffee so much, and I highly recommend their coffee subscription, which they have been offering for quite some time now, and I hope you are a subscriber to this program. Is that what it's called? Their coffee is delicious, and now you can enjoy it without ever leaving the comfort of your home. All you got to do is join their coffee subscription service, baby. Every month, you get a new bag of coffee sent straight to your door like clockwork. I get mine every single beginning of the month, and I love it. It's so nice. It's so affordable. I never have to leave my home for coffee. I just make my coffee at home like a goddamn good lesbian that I am, okay? Get their coffee subscription. Save time, save money, and drink delicious coffee. What more could you want? Especially during Pride Month with this lesbian-owned company. Come on, ally. Slay, queef, work, twerk. All you got to do is fill out the form on their website and get coffee beans sent straight to your door. Starting at just $20 a month. That's nothing. Visit lucybrowncoffee.com. That's L-U-S-S-I, browncoffee.com. And follow the coffee subscription button to get signed up today. And if you use the code HeatherShawIsKidding, you'll get 10% off your first order. Again, visit lucybrowncoffee.com. That's L-U-S-S-I, browncoffee.com. Follow the coffee subscription button and get signed up today. And if you use the code HeatherShawIsKidding, you'll get 10% off your first order. Thank you for being the OG and only sponsor of this show. We love you, Lucy Brown.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week.
Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Jared Leto is a fucking creep. And it's finally coming out. I mean, this has been, look, Jared Leto being a sex pest in the same light that like Russell Brand and, you know, it's kind of always been known. If you're good at reading people, you kind of are already saw the writing on the wall. You know, he's somebody who, great actor. He's one of my favorite films ever, Requiem for a Dream. You know, I'm very much, as you know, separate the art from the artist as much as you can. So I do love the work that he's put out, but that doesn't mean that I support the man as a man. Ew. Especially not during Pride Month. But, you know, this is a man who is a cult leader, out and proud. He has a cult. He walks around like Jesus. He has fair skin, brown eyes. He looks like he's Irish. He looks like every Jesus on your grandma's wall. You know, whitewashed to hell. You know, no cult leader is a good one. Cult leaders are nefarious people. They have weird ulterior motives. And they're usually sex pests. If they're not in love with money, they're in love with all the holes. And sometimes, usually, they want both, money and holes. But this has been like an open secret in the industry, kind of the same way that John Travolta is gay, that Tom Cruise is gay. It's like no one really, like they're not saying it, but like everybody knows. You know what I mean? John Travolta only uses male massage therapists. Wonder what that's about. It's because he's gay, Mary. He's always kind of had these kind of allegations follow him, and he's kind of been able to evade them and avoid them. But now, 9 women have come forward to accuse Jared Leto of inappropriate behavior and sexual misconduct. Some of these women claim they were underage when Leto approached them. You're not really in LA until Jared Leto tries to force himself on you backstage in a kilt and a snow hat, DJ Ali Tales wrote in Instagram stories. I was assaulted and traumatized by this creep when I was 17. So it seems like he's been hitting on a lot of 16, 17, 15. You know, it's the, what is that? People who are really into like defining that they're not pedophiles, they know the right term for people that are into teenagers. What is it? Term for people, I don't want to Google this. The FBI just shows up on my door. You're hired. Term for people who like teens. Because it's not pedophilia. It's, I think it's like ephebophilia. Your primary sexual interest is mid to late, generally 15 to 19. Did you know that? So pedos are like children. Ephebophilia is like, I want them 16 when you're like 30. Still yucky. Model Laura LaRue says she met Leto at an animal rights benefit when she was 16. They started texting. And then she claims that Leto walked into a room nude like it was normal. I thought maybe this is just what adult men do. I mean, is that all he did? I mean, it's gross, but, you know, at least he didn't, like, force himself on her. It's been an open secret for a long time. Dylan Sprouse once tweeted, yo, Jared Leto, now that you've slid into the DMs of every female model aged 18 to 25, what would you say your success rate is? Sarcastically, he's saying this. And then James Gunn replied, he starts at 18 on the internet. So it has been an open secret. This cult leader is, you know, he's an ageless vampire. I'm convinced that he is from 1820 and sold his soul to just live forever. He doesn't age. I'm telling you, this guy, he looks like the ages of his victims. It's crazy. His skin, he looks like a 15-year-old. It's really weird. Like Kris Jenner wishes she could have this skin. But he's a creep. He's an ageless vampire creep. We'll see what happens. I think that his team has denied it, which obviously. Okay, Entertainment Weekly is reporting that Jared Leto denies sexual misconduct. No shit. This is the episode where I just sing no shit over and over. I mean, just look at him. This is discernment, folks. You got to be able to just look at somebody like Jared Leto or Russell Brand or any other man who's like, I'm hippy dippy. I'm a cult leader. And go, whose drink have you spiked? Quickly. And 9 women, at that point, you're a fucking creep. You know, here's the thing. I've been watching Real Housewives of Atlanta. And I'm on season 6. I just finished 5. And Portia was married to Cordell Stewart. And I remember thinking, I thought Cordell Stewart was gay. And so I Googled it. And he's not out gay. But there have been some allegations from gay men that they've had flings with Cordell Stewart. And I said to my fiance, you know, if you're a straight man, you never have allegations from gay men that you've done gay shit with them. It's not a fluke thing that happens. Gay men don't just frivolously come out with allegations about your straight boyfriend sucking his dick unless it actually happened or unless they have the capacity, like they saw you in a gay club, you know? I'm surprised no allegations have come out about Aaron Rodgers yet, to be so honest. Maybe they have and I just haven't really researched it. But you just... These allegations don't follow you if you're 100% innocent. Now, he's got 9 women, an entire baseball team on the field coming out saying, hey, he's a creep. He did weird shit when I was 16. That, you know, that's true. I've never really subscribed to like 100% believe all women because women are human and there are crazy women out there. I'm not going to believe all women. Have you seen Casey Anthony? But very few women are making false accusations, right? I recognize that. I tend to believe women when a story first comes out. And then if I do some digging in, like very rarely, like when that woman accused Drewski of sexually assaulting her and like there were a lot of holes in her story, like the time frame she said Drewski sexually assaulted her. He was a broke nobody in Atlanta. She didn't name him by his real name. She just called him by his celebrity name, Drewski. That's a story you can go like, okay, maybe she was just doing like a grab. Most, like 99% of the time, they're telling the truth. But when you have 9 women, dude, wrap it up. You're fucking guilty. If there's two, you're guilty. You don't just get these multiple, you know, bullshit accusations because women just are obsessed and jealous with you. What? You're guilty. He's denying everything. What is he saying? A representative denied the allegations. They're not saying anything. That's it. Miss Teal's allegations are demonstrably false. That's what they always say. Demonstrably false when they've been accused of rape. Isn't that fun? Or whatever. La 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 la. I don't know. He's not really saying much. A rep for Leto denied that anything untoward, I love that, occurred between the actor and LaRue. Yeah, he's just saying, no, didn't happen. We'll see. We'll see. I don't really know. Another woman whose name was not published said that when she was an underage actress, she began texting Leto, and it took a sexual turn when she turned 18. Hey, at least he waited for legality. Legally, he did the right thing there. The woman claimed at one point Leto began masturbating in her presence and grabbed her hand. He leaned in and said, I want you to spit on it. All right, well, I'm glad I'm gay. There's that story. I don't want to go anymore. I don't want to continue with that story. I'm glad I'm gay. I'll just say that. Happy Pride. I can't read this story during my month. I'm a faggot. Okay. I'm not going to speak too much on Justin Bieber's Instagram because I spoke a lot about it on my Patreon episode. And I would not want to do my Patreon members dirty by repeating material because I'm not that kind of bitch. So if you're missing it, if you really want to know, subscribe to the Patreon, bitch. I will say, go check out his Instagram. I don't know if the posts are still up. They're very sad. They're very scary. They're very alarming. I did a video on it. People thought I was roasting him and making fun of him. I'm sorry. I'm not. I'm living in reality. I'm simply calling out the fact that he is a drug addict in active addiction. He's not well. If you believe that this is due to him being silly, if you think he's just trolling everybody, if you think that he is he's tired from being a dad. I mean, these are all the excuses I saw on my video when I was like, hey, Justin Bieber doesn't look well. He's, you know, nobody wants him to die. This is bad. A lot of people were giving out excuses. Well, he's a father. He's tired. Oh, he's just trolling, Heather. Oh, he just smokes weed, Heather. Some lady said, he has Lyme disease. Hey, you're the fucking part of the problem. You are part of the problem. You are enabling this. You're not calling it out for what it is. That's a drug addict doing drug addict shit, bitch. God bless if you don't know what being high looks like, but like, that is not somebody with Lyme disease. That's somebody nodding out. You would be a perfect enabler for this kind of bullshit because you would look the other way and say, he's just tired from having to feed his baby. Bitch, what? Do you even think he sees that baby? Please. But go check out his Instagram post if you need to see what I'm talking about. I don't think he's deleting anything. It just seems scary. It seems it's going a little far. I don't know. Somebody changes password at least so we can't post on social media, because I know that feeling of being high as fuck or, you know, drunk and posting on social media, and it's real regretful. I'm surprised he hasn't deleted anything. He's probably still stuck in Not Outville. I'm not making fun of the man. It is scary. Go to Patreon if you want my real full thoughts on that. All right, last thing I wanted to talk about before we get out of here. I'm drinking a lot of water on this episode. Those pauses you hear are just me drinking water. I'm sorry. It's my month. Let me drink my fucking water, cunt. Sorry. I'm really a terror during this month. I can't get this lid off. I went to the gym and I can't even open a fucking... I went to the gym today. And one of the guys working there was special needs. His name's Tyler. I love him so much. He was so sweet. I think he's my new gym bud. I like Tyler a lot. Very sweet. Probably the only man I trust. Tyler. Shout out to Tyler at Planet Fitness in Louisville. You're the shit, dude. A lot of gay women are converting, or a lot of gay women are mad at pop stars and singers who are dating men. Women who made a lot of money off of the labias and lesbian community are now going straight. You've got JoJo Siwa, who was once the famous inventor of gay pop. And now she is sucking Christopher Hughes' dick, or at least touching it and going, what does that do? You have Fletcher, who I thought was a lesbian, like a full-blooded lesbian, but now she's dating a man and came out with a song called, like, Boy or something. I don't listen to Fletcher. Sorry. A little too young for my taste, I feel like. Billie Eilish, whose her last album had a lot of gay shit, The Lunch. I could eat that girl for lunch. Now she has a boyfriend. Claro. People are saying that Claro is dating a guy. I didn't know Claro was gay. I think that, here's what I think. I think you lesbians who are real torn up about this, it's mostly Gen Z lesbians, I think you need better gaydar. I think you're being sold lies to and you're eating them up. I think you need better discernment. Is she wearing flannel? No? Then she's not really gay. I don't think any of these women were ever fully gay. JoJo, Billy, Claro. Claro seems straight as, she seems like, I'm bi if I, because I, one time I kissed my friend's hand. Like, you know, I didn't believe that Billy was ever fully gay. I thought that Billy's a young woman and women are allowed to be experimental and kind of play around with their sexuality and figure it out. Women are allowed to do that. Men are not. Men get called gay if they suck one dick. Poor guys. Women are allowed to be experimental, and a lot of this seems like, did any of these ever, other than JoJo, but she's just crazy. She's, you know, she's a child star. You can't trust her. Other than JoJo, has Fletcher or Billy ever come out and said, I'm a lesbian? I don't, if anything, they're maybe bi, but like, I think it's really easy to sell yourself. Like, I will not be surprised if Chapel Roan is dating a dude in 2 years. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't really know if anybody that you think is gay is really gay. I think they like dick and they like lesbians' money. And I think you're getting taken for a ride. You know, Gen Z, we had our own bullshit. Ani DeFranco, lesbian folk singing icon. The shit. Now, she was bisexual. She never claimed to be gay. But lesbians ate her the fuck up. And guess what she did? She turned around and she married a man and had 2 kids with that man. The betrayal. It happens to every generation. We had Ani DeFranco. You have Billie Eilish. Oh, well. Get better discernment. If you can't see them putting on a strap on or knowing what to do with it, probably not gay. Listen to Tegan and Sarah. They've never turned. Tegan and Sarah have never said, and by the way, this is my boyfriend, Jim. Just get better discernment. You're being sold lies. It's a little hurtful that all these women have boyfriends during Pride Month. I see it, but, you know, did we really think that Claro was gay? I'm so confused. Why did we think she was gay? Because she sang sad songs? Is that why they think Taylor Swift is gay? Because of All Too Well? I'm so confused. All right, on that note, that's the episode. Get better discernment. It's Pride Month. It's my month. Listen to this podcast. Tell your friends about it. It's my month. Rate and review this podcast if you'd like. Leave a queef. Join the Patreon if you want to hear my thoughts on Justin Bieber fully. Patreon.com/HeatherShawComedy. Come to a goddamn show. Support me. It's a fun fucking show. HeatherShawComedy.com for all tickets. Tonight, I'm in Royal Oak, Michigan. Tomorrow night, I'm in Louisville, Kentucky. Saturday night, I'm in Nashville, Tennessee. Upcoming shows in June, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Eau Claire, Wisconsin. In July, I'm in Denver, Colorado. Colorado Springs, Colorado. Spokane, Washington. Salt Lake City. Raleigh, North Carolina. In August, I'm in Austin. Batavia, Illinois. Sacramento, California. Los Angeles, California. In September, I'm in Pottstown, Pennsylvania. Arlington, Virginia. In October, I'm in Eugene, Oregon, Seattle, Washington, Boca Raton, Florida, Omaha, Nebraska, Des Moines, Iowa, Tulsa, Oklahoma, Kansas City, Missouri. In November, I'm in Cleveland, Ohio, Columbus, Ohio, Massillon, Ohio, Fort Wayne, Indiana, Chicago, Illinois, Dallas, Texas, Richmond, Virginia, and Portland, Maine. Get tickets at HeatherShawComedy.com. Get some merch at HeatherShawComedy.com. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I love you so much, you little queef. Have a good rest of your week. All right? See ya.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl. It's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl. Happy Friday. It's Jen. Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts. Like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen. Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts. Like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.